The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly, Jimmy Shields, Bill Thompson, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Good Morning. When you left your kitchen a little while ago, did you happen to notice your linoleum floors? Were they something to be proud of or ashamed of? Are the colors still fresh and bright, or are they faded and gloomy? Is the floor sparkling and gleaming so you're happy to work there? Or is it the kind of floor that never seems to get clean? Those of you who already use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat know how easy it is to have beautiful kitchen floors with practically no work. Those of you who don't know glow coat, order a can tomorrow. Pour it onto your floors, spread it around, and let it dry. That's all there is to it. There's no rubbing or buffing with glow coat. In 20 minutes, it dries to a beautiful, hard, long-lasting polish that brings out the colors of your linoleum, saves you cleaning work, and makes the linoleum itself last practically forever. You really couldn't ask more than that from any polish, could you? Remember the name, Johnson's Glow Coat. Spell G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Some people are making provisions to observe Thanksgiving on the 23rd, and some people are making provisions to celebrate the 30th. But the Wistful Vista Market just makes provisions. And here, loading arms full of the same into their car, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Thought we'd never get to the car with all those heavy packages you were carrying, Molly. Pile the stuff in the back seat there.
Oh, dear.
That's the idea.
Oh. Let's see now. Have we got everything? There's the mincemeat and the cranberries.
Here's the half a turkey.
Half a turkey?
Sure. This is for the 23rd. I'll get another half on the 30th. You know, that's a wonderful idea, Molly. Double holidays. Two Thanksgivings. Two 4th of Julys. Two Christmases.
Yeah. Two New Year's days would be an awful headache, though.
Are you in, Molly? Okay, I'll drive and you hold the turkey.
Oh, no. Why don't I drive and you hold the turkey?
Oh, it's compromise. I'll hold you and we'll let the turkey drive. Don't you get it, Molly? I says I'll hold you.
Ain't and... funny, McGee.
Ain't? Why, shucks.
McGee, that policeman over there is whistling at us.
Fresh guy. We don't know him.
Well, I think we're going to.
So there you are. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, you have, eh?
Why, officer, what have we done?
Don't let him kid you, Molly. We ain't done anything. Okay, little boy blue. Run along and have fun with your whistle. We've been chopping and I'm tired and we got to...
Hide down, you. Eh? And don't tell me you didn't see that sign. 20-minute parking only.
Huh?
This car's been here for 2 hours.
Well, so what? We ain't tourists. We're citizens. You don't seem to realize, my red-faced friend, that you're talking to a couple of taxpayers. We're your employers. So get that number 13 Brogan of yours off our running board.
And none of your impudence, or I'll run you in for resisting an officer.
Oh, come, come. You know we couldn't resist you, officer. You great, big, handsome...
McGee, be quiet. The officer's only doing his duty. We're very sorry, Mr. Policeman. We won't do it again.
Well, I'm giving you a ticket just the same. What's your name?
Molly McGee. Molly Driscoll, as was.
Ah, Driscoll, was it?
Yes.
And a fine old name is Driscoll. Would you be having any Flanagans in the family?
No. Me mother was a Houlihan. Why, are you a Flanagan?
No, ma'am. Don't know who, and that's the truth entirely. Me mother was O'Sullivan.
Oh.
Hey, what is this, a pinch or a wake?
Donahue, Donahue. Now, where have I heard that name before? Oh, heavenly days. Aren't you the officer, Donahue, that was after having his picture in the paper for holding up traffic whilst the cat was carrying her little kittens across the street?
I was that.
Faith, and it was a lovely thing to do.
Ah, it was nothing at all, at all.
Ah, yes, it was. It was a sweet and charitable act, and it's proud I am to talk to such a kind and thoughtful gentleman as Officer Donahue.
Oh, sure.
go on with your blarney now. And seeing that you're a lover of animals like myself, I'm going to let this off easy this time.
Oh.
But after this, watch them parking signs, Colleen. Now take your father and run along.
What do you mean, her father? I'm her husband. And what's
McGee,
more...
McGee.
And what's more, I don't care if you stop traffic for 50,000, that dratted pussycat. To me, you're just 200 pounds of hot air going through a tin whistle.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, just for that, me bucko, I'm giving you the ticket.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I guess you don't know who I am, bud. I'm Fibber McGee.
No.
Yes, he is, officer.
In person.
Well, fancy that now.
Better get him.
I wonder if it would be presuming too much to ask you for your autograph.
Huh? Oh, no, no, I guess not. Forget and forgive, that's my motto. Where do you want me to sign, Si?
Right on the bottom of this parking ticket.
I
can see that it's paid in 24 hours. I'll come after you. Now, beat it to both of you.
Where does he get that my
heavenly
father?
Heavenly days,
stuff?
McGee. Why did you have to butt in whilst I was smushing the policeman? I had him talked out of giving us a ticket. Now you got to pay $2.
Oh, no, I don't. Not me.
Why not?
Not with my connections. I don't pay any chiseling traffic fine like that there. I'm going to get the ticket fixed.
Now, that's the wrong attitude, dearie. You violated an ordinance, and you got to pay the fine.
Well, everybody else violates it, too. Why pick on me? Anyway, I don't pay it. My pals in the city hall will fix this up in 15 minutes. And what's more, I'll get that cop's job.
Oh, now, Mr.
I'll have him transferred so far out in the sticks, he'll have to walk his beat with an Indian guide.
Oh.
And here's the city hall. Gotta get them brakes fixed. Come on in and watch how I handle this, Mrs. McGee. You get a new idea of my importance in this town.
Well, that's fine. I never did like the old one. Who do you know in the city hall, dearie?
Why, I know everybody. From the mayor on down to the doorman here. Hi, Markowitz.
My name's Heppelfinger. Markowitz ain't been here for 3 years.
Well, I hope the rest of your connections are more up to date, dearie.
Don't worry, they are. That connection pretty near fell dead. Come on, we'll take the elevator up to the mayor's office. Hey, elevator man, which floor is the mayor's office on?
Second floor. Oh, hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. Glad to see you.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer. Me husband wants to see the mayor about fixing a traffic ticket.
Hey,
Well, he didn't have no right giving me this ticket. The trouble with cops is they don't realize that arresting an influential citizen is like shopping for grapefruit. You pinch them today and they spit in your eye tomorrow.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I hit it. The way I hit it, one lamb chop says to t'other lamb chop, say, he says, why are you wearing them paper pants? Ain't you heard, says t'other lamb chop, we always dress for dinner here. All right, folks, face the front of the car, please. Going up. Second floor, fire commissioner, health commissioner, park commissioner, school commissioner, tax commissioner, and then the mayor ran out of relatives. All out? Well, so long, kids. See you later.
Now, let's see. I wonder which way the mayor's office
is. Well, hello there, Fibber. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. What are you doing down here?
Oh, I've been having an argument with the Power and Light Commissioner. He's blaming me because people aren't using enough electricity.
Well, why on earth is he blaming you?
On account of I'm a Johnson Wax salesman.
Well, explain yourself, Harlow. As the hook said to the eye on the fat lady's dress, I don't get the connection.
Well, you see, with housewives learning about the beautiful gleaming polish that Johnson's Wax gives dining room tables, people are getting so they eat more by candlelight.
Oh.
They love the soft, rich reflections on a Johnson Wax surface.
Oh. Well, has the Commissioner of Streets and Alleys West any complaints?
No, but the health commissioner has. He says he hasn't anything to do in this town because homes are cleaner and more sanitary without the germ-filled dust that's so easily wiped off a Johnson Wax surface.
Oh, well, we might as well see this through to a finish, folks. How about the park commissioner, Harlow?
Oh, he loves me.
He says
with housework so much easier, people have more time to play. They get out more and enjoy his park.
Oh.
Well, so long, folks.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox. This must be the mayor's office right here, dearie.
Well, let's go in and get this ticket fixed. I'll show that cop he can't go around pinching public people in prominent places.
What?
Pinching prominent people in public places.
Yes. Did you wish to see Mayor Applefoot?
Yes, we did, dearie.
I'm Trevor McGee, sis. An old pal of the mayor's. In fact, I'm the guy that gives the idea to the mayor of revising the alphabet in the Wistful Vista grade school.
Well, I didn't remember that it had been revised, sir.
What was the idea, McGee?
Well, it was so the kids would grow up with the idea that letter X always meant a vote for Applefoot. So we had all the school books reprinted, so the alphabet would read A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, Applefoot, Y, Z. My idea, really.
What was it you wished to see the mayor about, sir?
Well, it's a personal matter, sis.
Is your ticket for speeding or parking?
Oh, parking.
Yes. Hey, how did you know?
Well, it's usually one or the other. But I don't think the mayor will see you today. He's terribly busy. Besides, he never uses his influence to fix traffic tickets.
Listen, sis, I'm only asking for justice, see? I'm an American citizen, ain't I? I'm entitled to a hearing, ain't I? I got my rights, ain't I? Ain't I? Well, I got them, all right.
Oh, excuse me a minute. Yes? Oh, Mayor Applefoot? Yes, there's a gentleman to see you, Your Honor. He says his name is Fibber McGee. No, Fibber McGee.
Hey, sis. Ask him if he remembers the time me and him glued the stuffed woodpecker to Bud Morris's wooden leg.
What did you say, Mr. Mayor? Oh, no, sir. Your golf clubs are already out there. Yes. The other gentleman said they would meet you at the ninth hole. Yes, Your Honor. Sorry, sir. The mayor says you'll be in conference all afternoon.
What do you mean, in conference? I heard what... Hey, he can't do this to me. I'm his pal. Here I am in trouble, and he won't
oh,
even...
Oh, come on, dearie. Come on.
Okay. Imagine that guy, Molly. Wait till he wants a favor from me. I'll tell everybody...
What political influence you got, McGee?
Well...
You haven't enough pull to tear the petals off a daisy.
Don't worry. I got plenty of other friends down here. Just because I begin at the top don't mean I can...
Ah, there, Oyster Fork. And good day to you, my dear. What are you doing in this pitfall of political piracy?
Oh, McGee's got a traffic ticket. He's trying to get fixed, Mr. Boomer.
Is that so? I know a man who will take care of it for you, paperweight.
Hot dog, you do, eh? What'd I tell you, Molly? There's always a way when you know the right people.
Who is it, Mr. Boomer?
A bailiff from the traffic corps.
Oh.
His name is, well, imagine that. Forgotten his name. But I have it on a slip of paper right here someplace. Now, let me see. Bailiff
Bayless, Baylor. Where'd I put that Baylor?
Come on, Boomer, hurry up.
Don't get in an uproar, upstart. Have it right here someplace. Where'd I put that Baylor? Here's a small bottle of rat poison. Know any rats you want poisoned? And, let's see, snapshot of my nephew's little pet goat. Tiny little animal, isn't it? Sort of a peanut butter, you might say. Newspaper photo of my brother with a detective. Must be great friends. They have bracelets exactly alike. Note from a friend of mine, a bank examiner, wants me to help him examine a bank some night. Package of stage money, at least I think it's stage money, came across it in the box office of the Bijou Theater, and a check for short beer. Well, well, imagine that. No bailiff. Wonder what I could have done with it. Must have carelessly placed it in that billfold when I put it back in somebody's overcoat. I'll go see if I can find it again.
Folks, we're very happy this evening to welcome our new tenor, Mr. Jimmy Shields, who will introduce himself to you with Begin the Begin. Jimmy Shields.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palm seems to be swaying when they begin another year. Live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune flutters your heart. And here we are swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joy he had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin never again. Let the fire that was there before remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin, oh yes, let them begin the begin, make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And you suddenly know what heaven you're in when they begin the begin. When they begin the
Maybe my pal, the city clerk, can fix this ticket for me.
Now, look, McGee, why don't you ask the elevator man to fix it for you?
The elevator man? What could he do about it?
Oh, nothing, but he lets you down easier than anybody else.
You just wait, Mrs. McGee. I ain't begun to use my influence yet. Wait till I... Whoops, I'm so... Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hi, mister.
What's a kid your age doing in the city hall, sis? Getting a marriage license?
Can you get marriage licenses here, can you?
Why, sure. But you're a little underage, sis, to be considering matrimony.
I bet you I'm not, I bet you.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes.
Oh, McGee, stop arguing with the child. Maybe she is old enough. Maybe she's a midget.
Are you, sis?
Hmm?
I says, are you?
I what?
A midget.
What's a midget?
Don't you know what a midget is?
No.
Oh, sure you do.
Mm-mm.
What do you call little tiny people who act like great big people?
Precocious, I bet you.
Okay, sis, you win, but you didn't tell us what you're doing here.
I want a puppy license for my puppy.
Oh.
Will a man sell me one, mister? You think?
Oh, I think you will. What's his name?
See, I don't know. I haven't asked him yet.
Ask who?
The man.
Oh. I meant the puppy.
Hmm?
I said, I meant the puppy. What's his name?
Margaret.
Oh.
Is he cute, too?
Oh, he is, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the man will see that Margaret gets his license all right. Come on, Molly. If I don't get this traffic ticket fixed pretty soon, everybody will be leaving for the day.
Oh, there, McGee. Oh, hello, dear. Mrs. McGee. Come down to pay your taxes.
Well, goodness sakes, if it isn't Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, hi, Gildy. Say, I'd like to speak to you.
I'm sorry I can't stop to talk, McGee. I've just been appointed temporary judge of the traffic court. Yep, and I'm on my way to the courtroom.
Oh, heavenly days. Do you hear that, McGee? That's good news, isn't it?
What'd I tell you, Molly? You think I ain't got friends in the right places, eh? Our next-door neighbor is a traffic judge.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, Gildersleeve, old man, old sock. I got a ticket for parking overtime, see? Yeah, fix it for me, will you?
Well, fix it for you.
Why, sure.
McGee, do you realize what you're saying?
Huh?
A judge fixing traffic tickets?
What do you mean?
It's impossible.
Well, look then, Mr. Gildersleeve. Give him the ticket, McGee.
Here, Gildy.
Well, I...
Now, wait a minute now. We'll go to court with you.
Yeah?
And you call McGee's case first. That isn't unethical, is it?
Well, no. I guess it isn't.
Oh, I get the idea now. You let your conscience be your guide, Gildersleeve. That's all we ask. And as your next-door neighbors, we know you'll treat us right.
Yeah.
All right, McGee. I see nothing injudicial about that. Come along, folks.
Okay.
I was wondering, Mr.
Rise, please. Judge Gildersleeve is entering the court. Rise, please.
Here's the docket, Your Honor.
What? Oh, the docket. The first case, City of Whistle Vista versus Fibber McGee. Is Mr. McGee in the court?
What's in this Mr.'s case, Molly? Here, Your Honor.
McGee, you're charged with illegal parking at 14th and Oak. Guilty or not guilty?
What do you mean, guilty or not guilty? I thought you were going to...
Guilty or not guilty?
Well, I guess I'm guilty, but...
$2.
Oh, but, Judge, let me explain. That cop insulted me. He referred to me as Mrs. McGee's father. And besides, I was fully 7 feet from that fire plug.
This ticket doesn't mention the fire plug, McGee.
Oh.
That'll be an extra $5.
But, Mr. Gildersleeve, Your Honor, we couldn't have been gone as long as the officer said.
No.
Why, we even left the motor running.
The motor running?
Why, sure.
That's in violation of Ordinance 42.
What?
That'll be another $3.
But, Dad, ratted, I had to leave the motor running. My battery's so dead, it won't even light the headlight.
That's right.
Oh, no headlights,
no.
Eh? Well, violation of Ordinance 389. $4.50.
Oh.
All of all the dirty loads.
Oh, dear. What's the total up to now, Your Honor?
Just a moment. $14.50.
All right. We're ready to pay.
Oh, no.
Very well. I'll tell you what I'll do, Miss McGee. I'll suspend the fine and just revoke your husband's driving license for 30 days.
McGee, quiet, dearie. Quiet.
Well, McGee, what do you find so amusing?
I got you this time, Gildersleeve.
Yes?
I ain't got a driver's license.
No driver's license, eh?
No.
Violation of Ordinance 442. $25.
Oh, but listen, Judge, I tell you...
McGee.
Huh?
Shut up and pay us.
Okay. Who do I pay?
Pay the clerk of the court, McGee. And after this, I hope you'll have a proper understanding of judicial integrity. Next case.
Your influential friend.
Oh, well, that guy.
Your political pull. Your power in the city hall.
Okay, okay, okay. Don't rub it in. After all, you were primarily responsible.
I was?
Why, sure. If you hadn't been with me, the cop wouldn't have called me your father. And I wouldn't have got sore. And I wouldn't have got a ticket. Come on, get in the car. Let's go home. Uh-oh.
All right, you. Don't you know you're not supposed to park in front of the city hall?
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry, officer, but please don't give us a ticket. We've just been in paying for one.
Well, all right, then. Drive on, lady. And tell your father he'd better not be giving me any of them dirty looks.
What? Her father? Why, listen here, you little... Okay, officer. You're perfectly right. Drive on, daughter.
How long will a hardwood floor last and stay beautiful if you protect it properly? Every homeowner who goes to the trouble of putting down an expensive floor wants an answer to that question. The answer is this. The floor will last indefinitely, practically forever, if you keep it wax protected. Wax floors in famous old chateaus and homes of Europe are still in good condition long after their stone steps have worn away. Johnson's Wax shields your floors against the things that cause them to wear out. Against sharp heels, scraping shoes, children's toys, wet weather. And it doesn't matter how your floors are finished, whether with varnish, shellac, or paint, they still need Johnson Wax protection. Besides this protection, Johnson's Wax gives you floors of mellow, rich, gleaming beauty that you can obtain in no other way. Waxed floors are easy to clean, never need scrubbing. Johnson's Wax, in fact, saves you work throughout the year. Look for the 100 extra uses for this famous wax polish listed on the familiar red and yellow package.
Well, thank you for listening tonight, folks, and we'd like to take this opportunity to urge all our neighbors out there in Greater Wistful Vista to give their support to the annual roll call of the Red Cross.
You know, the little white button with the Red Cross on it is a pretty important symbol to all of us.
Yes, when you got one of them on your lapel, folks, it shows where your heart is. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing blow coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next week at the same time. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.